You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au. On radio, online and mobile, you're with SBS Radio. Now it's news and current affairs with SBS Dinka.
We're ping na yu ara tonga jeng ne SBS Dinka Radio.
Hello, listeners. We're joined by the Minister of Local Government, Minister for Raising and Minister for Multicultural Affairs in the state of Queensland, Honourable Hencliffe. And it's a good day to talk to him because there's a good statement that he released about the multicultural communities in Queensland and also the Dinka Bor community, in which he spoke few words which are king more than Thongjiang in Dinka. So I think, Minister, welcome to SBS Dinka. How are you?
I am very well, David, and I really appreciate your inviting me to be part of your show. I really did enjoy being able, I think, to be the first person who has spoken Dinka in the Queensland Parliament.
Yep.
I may have made a bit of a mash of it, I think, but I put all the blame on me, not on any of my tutors. and I just enjoyed the opportunity in recognising Mother Languages Day, which we celebrated last week internationally, but had a chance to talk about it in the Queensland Parliament yesterday. It was a chance to highlight how important language is to culture and how important culture and cultural identity is for people in our community in Queensland and right across Australia.
Obviously, Queensland is home to many Africans and home to many other migrant communities. But Minister, if you can help us in terms of policies, how your government help with the state policies and how do federal policies also affect these people and as part of your community?
For sure. So while state governments don't have the policy levers in relation to things like immigration, social security or those national events, what we do have is a very strong focus on community. Our core areas of responsibility are in relation to things like health in terms of our hospitals and education in terms of our state-provided schools. But we know that communities are the places where where Queenslanders flourish, and we're very focused on supporting new members of our Queensland communities right across the state and focused on supporting them to make the best opportunities of their lives, particularly with education and employment. And that's where we're very focused as a state on supporting people more generally in that regard. But we know that unless leaders like us in the community, when we don't make statements and don't make it clear that everyone belongs and there's a place for everyone, that causes challenges and difficulties for those people who are from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds.
Yeah.
And I think we've seen too much of political leaders speaking negatively about migrants and refugees and asylum seekers. We speak up. We make a point as a Palaszczuk government of speaking up to support people.
Again, Queensland is home to many South Sudanese in Toowoomba area and Ipswich area. And recently, one of your citizens, Elijah Ball, was recognized as a local hero of the year and also given the Medal of Australia. What can you tell us about this recognition and what does it mean to the state of Queensland?
Well, David, I think it's all about being accepting and being welcoming. There's no question, for instance, you've highlighted that there, that one of the largest communities of the South Sudanese community in Queensland is in Toowoomba. And Toowoomba, as you know, one of Australia's largest inland cities, you know, it has a real country feel about it. And one of the things that I think has been really impressive is that that community, which does have a bit of a reputation of being quite conservative, has really embraced the refugee community that is emerging in that locality, and the South Sudanese community over time has been one of the larger groups. And I've seen that's not always been easy, and it's been a bit challenging at times. But I've seen the way in which the broader community, and with, I've got to say, as Minister for Local Government, great leadership by the local council, by the Toowoomba Regional Council, in working with community to say that it is a place of welcome. But you made mention of Elijah Bowell. Elijah is a good friend of mine. He's the one who I'll say I won't make any blame for not tutoring me well enough with my dinka. But he has been a great representative of the Dinka Bor community, of the South Sudanese community, of the broader African community in the state of Queensland. He's a member of my advisory council. We call it the Multicultural Queensland Advisory Council, or MQAC. And Elijah has been a very good contributor to that group, and a great spokesperson and advocate from people from a whole range of diverse backgrounds, but particularly with his knowledge and understanding of the South Sudanese community. And I think, one of the things that's been very has helped the community be so successful in Queensland has been the strength of the community itself. A community focused on family, a community, as far as I see it, and I've seen it not only in my role as the Minister for Multicultural Affairs, but also just as a person living on the north side of Brisbane. It's a community that is focused on supporting and encouraging its young people, and I've seen that firsthand. I'm not doing it right at the moment because I'm maybe a bit busy in other parts of my life. But at different times in recent times, I've been a junior basketball coach, and I've met a lot of people from the South Sudanese community who are very proudly supporting of their young people and supporting the opportunities they can grasp. And I certainly have been very honoured be able to coach some young South Sudanese men that I regard as friends as well.
You have been to many community events, including the recent one, which is the Bor community one, and some of other communities in Queensland. And Queensland is doing a lot when it comes to multicultural services. I've been to some of the occasions. And at the same time, Queensland is home to people like Fraser Anning and other politicians whose views on refugees are totally different to that of Flashe government. What can you tell us about this politics and this kind of different thing coming out of Queensland?
Well, David, I think it reemphasises the point that Queensland is very diverse. there is a broad range of political opinion, of community opinion in our state, and thankfully we resolve that with peacefully. I've got to say, Fraser Anning, for someone who has ended up in the position that he's in, having, when he ran for political office, he got 19 votes. So it's been a bit of a quirk of fate and a quirk of history that he's ended up becoming a senator for Queensland, and I'm very confident that when his position comes up, he won't continue to be one. But equally, the main point is that the vast majority of Queenslanders are welcoming. The vast majority of Queenslanders are supportive of our diversity, supportive of the fact that we have people from some 220 different cultural backgrounds, that you know, there's more than 100 different religious practices that are celebrated in Queensland. There's, you know, 110 different languages, including Dinka, that are spoken in Queensland homes. And some people who, through quirks of history and quirks of politics, end up claiming to speak on behalf of Queenslanders, they might speak on a very small number, but not the majority.
Based on what I've seen being done by the state of Queensland in terms of engaging the community, multicultural communities, coal communities, and other groups within the state, is all what you are doing now replicated by the federal government? And do state ministers, including you, have a relationship with the federal leaders? And what do you tell them in terms of their approach toward multicultural services in the states?
Being in Ajuere, SBS Dinka, the Kamdun, Jatak, Binipin, Ajuereban, Kochichato, Kachieleke, Kukaloirut, Niemen on demand. Name sbs.com.au/Dinka.
Well, I certainly have a great relationship with the federal members that I work closely with in my own local community. I see many who, like Graham Perrett or Senator Claire Moore. I see many Senator Anthony Chisholm, Senator Chris Ketter, people who I see at community events in multicultural and diverse communities all the time. But I must say that I do find that there is a bit of a disconnect between the those people who are in the federal ministry at the moment and local communities. It was interesting. It was earlier this last month, I should say, during my 14 months as the Minister for Multicultural Affairs. For the first time, Peter Dutton attended a multicultural community event that I was at. You know, I had been at hundreds during that time, and I've only seen him at one, and that was last month in the lead up to an election, and it was a large Chinese community event for Chinese New Year. But I don't seem to see him at other community events. So I think that is something that you know, I'll recognise it. Federal members, federal ministers, they're very busy, they travel a lot, but you're right, you have to be connected with community, and I'd value it if those federal ministers came and sought advice from me. But my experience has been, I actually wrote to, you know, the federal minister for multicultural affairs 2 ministers ago, because there's been a lot of changes in federal government. And wrote to them suggesting that it would be a good idea for the state multicultural affairs ministers and the federal minister to get together and talk about issues of settlement and support for communities. And I have to be blunt, David, I've got no reply. I got no reply from him. I followed it up with the minister who took over from him. I've had no reply from them, and I followed up with a new minister, and I've had no reply from them.
Is it not the states and the territories that are connected to these communities that federal politicians are always talking about? And why would it be difficult for them to engage with you at the state level?
Oh, I guess, David, I can't comment on behalf of other people. I just know that I love to work with and meet with and learn from people in our community people from culturally and linguistically diverse communities are a vital part of our community, and that's why we need to work with them to address issues that might arise out of that settlement process, and also address issues more generally in the community with people as part of diverse communities, part of that conversation. That's why, you know, my department, as part of the multicultural affairs activity, has an ongoing engagement with South Sudanese community leaders. It works with, there were some meetings initiated by Minister Cameron Dick last year in the Logan area, aimed at addressing solutions raised by the South Sudanese community around mental health issues and drug and alcohol issues and unemployment. And even just this, I think in fact today, my department will be taking part of a forum that's being facilitated by the South Sydney community and Access Community Services, working with different government agencies and the Logan City Council about addressing those sorts of issues. So we do a lot of work to not only just extend a hand of welcome and to be welcoming and be available, but to tackle issues that are difficult as well.
There is this issue of some migrant communities complaining that sometimes they are not given the needed funding in terms of the programs that they are running. Is your department helping in all this?
Yeah, so certainly there's a range of programs across the board that address some issues around those key and difficult areas. My department itself, our primary role is in terms of funding that role of celebrating and encouraging and supporting culture and cultural identity. So okay. There's been a combination in this current year's round of celebrating multicultural Queensland funding. There's some close to $97,000 of total funding for events for the African community, including two events for the Dinka Ball community, okay. An event for the Maban community, the Burundian community, Liberian community, Ibgo community of Nigeria, and the Togolese community, as well as a whole number of broader inclusive African community festivals across the state. But when it comes to those harder edge issues, I think that one of the biggest and most important programs that the Queensland government runs and provides support for is one called Skilling Queenslanders for Work, and it focuses on people who are not in work and people who are in the particularly marginalised communities who need access to work and need to overcome barriers to get access to work. And it's about providing skills and training in a supportive environment run by community-based organisations. And so some of the groups that run some of those services are right across the state. Generally, they've been run by settlement services that might have a settlement experience. I think groups like Access Community Services, who I've mentioned, MDA. But there are a range of other community organisations who I know partner well with particular communities, cultural communities, where there is an issue in a local area. So I'd really welcome the culturally diverse communities talking to me about that and talking to my department about how we can support them in partnering with the organisations that have access to those Skilling Queenslanders for Work Fund.
Thank you, Minister, for your time. I know you were a busy person, but you gave us this time to be able to talk to you. I hope this interview will give some people a hint to be able to talk to you when it comes to community things and multicultural services.
Well, that's very pleased to hear, and I can assure you that if anyone wants to be in contact with me and be in contact with my department and the Queensland Government to talk about these things, what I can say to them is weka mot weja.
Weka komodo, yeah. Thank you. Those who are listening, I was talking to Honorable S.J. Henclip, the Minister for Local Government, Minister for Raising, and Minister for Multicultural Affairs in Queensland. Thank you.
Tem bajam ne will nong ki yiki jak ni pioka ku korba luel to ji wok a thon ne sms ne abat 11 bet doro dongan dongan diak ro ku diak ne telepon langelis yen 04 48 79 93 23 kan yar wok ne sbs dinka ne facebook ku cho wok ka pinya te ke yewen ka.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.